Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for another live call-in show. This show was originally recorded on Sunday night, March 15th, 2020. We just wanted to get the community together to talk about all of the recent Disney news with the closings of the theme parks, Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, Disneyland. We just wanted to get the pulse, you know, what was going on, pass out some, thoughts on what to do with these trips that were going to happen the remainder of March, moving into April, give some advice, the news that we know, discuss the things that, you know, the strategies for moving forward, how we can save these trips in a case, you know, maybe move them later in the year. We just have a great discussion about what's going on, keep it positive, and kind of get away from the news for a little bit here. We hope you enjoy today's live show. Of course, it is brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time to travel to a Disney destination, we know it's not right now, but it will be here in the future. Please go to themagicforless.com and support those folks. They really do a lot for us. And that's how a lot of us kind of keep the bread on the table. So please support them and when you go to the Magic for Less, please mention the Be Our Guest podcast when you fill out that quote. Again, themagicforless.com. And as you do that shopping online, we'd sure appreciate it. Right now, it's very important. Please use our Amazon affiliate link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Jot it down on your desk, bookmark it on your website, on your browsers, and use it often. beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Good evening and welcome to the March 2020 live show, part two. We have another one coming your way here on the feed on a Thursday. And of course, we are recording this show live on Sunday evening, March 15th, 2020. Just to get the pulse of our Be Our Guest podcast community, we're going to talk about all the happenings since we had our last podcasts and live shows and all that good stuff. I just thought that, you know, it's a good time to kind of get the pulse of everybody. And let's talk about the historic days that we are entering here in the Disney community. We're going to try to rally together. We don't want this to turn into anything that is negative. I mean, we can be real and talk about strategies to save trips. You know, I know a lot of folks look forward to trips for months and months and years. And, you know, these trips obviously didn't happen here in the rest of the latter part of March here. And possibly moving forward, we don't know. The cruises, Adventures by Disney, Disneyland is now closed as we're speaking. Walt Disney World parks are closing here in the next couple of hours. So lots to talk about, and we'll get your feelings on the subject as well. 407-413-9395. We'll open up those phone lines here in just a second. So joining me today to talk about, again, like I say, you know, I hate it that this is the facts, but it is. It's historic times for the Disney community and for the Disney, for our country, for our world, for everybody. I mean, Disney's just a minor distraction to the big picture, but this is what we do. We're a Disney podcast. We're going to talk about that angle of it because, trust me, I was on the treadmill today for 2.5 hours and they had like 14 TVs and I got so much news on the pandemic. I mean, I could be a doctorate degree at this point because I had CNN, MSNBC, Fox. It was every news channel and every local channel. That's all they talk about now. So let's get Ricky in here from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, touringplans.com, and The Mouse for Less. What's up, Ricky?
Well, I'm home. So
best place to be, I'm telling you, with all that travel, man. You just, you know, as much as we are, everybody in our audience, we're travel fiends. We love going places, doing things, seeing things. But you know what? You didn't go down. I hate to say it, but you made the, I'm glad to say it. I'm glad you're safe at home. You made the right decision, in my book.
No, I know. It just, you know, it's always one of those things where, like, when you're planning it, you're like, is this the right decision to not go? And then, you know, when you look at it, you're like, hindsight, yes, it was the right decision, and I'm happy I made the decision. It was hard. It was hard deciding not to go, but, you know, I'm glad I decided not to go. So, it's all fine. It's all good. So I had a nice weekend at home with the cats and the dog, who the dog really seems to like this social distancing thing because she really enjoyed snuggling with mom all weekend. So
I will say, you know what, we're already, and again, I think this is going to go on for quite some time. I mean, nobody knows how long this is going to go on, but the thing I've noticed is that, you know, Paige came home for the weekend with Riley, her dog, and right, we've hooked up the Wii and we've been having, you know, these major Mario Kart battles. And Paige and I got the Wii for a Christmas present when Pam was pregnant with Mallory. And now Mallory's playing it and she's loving it. So really, we kind of have gone back in these last few days to like the good stuff that we just kind of got away from. We got so busy, you know. It's kind of nice in a way.
Yeah, I know. We are clearing things off the DVR that have been sitting there for a very, very, very long time. So although I still have a bejeebus number of episodes of Law and Order SVU to get through. So
chunk, chunk. Isn't that the song that does that sound, or the show that does
that
sound?
I seriously think I have a whole like almost two seasons to get through of SVU that I've just been sitting on my DVR that I'm like, I'll get to them at some point. And then like, I just didn't do it. So now I'm at this point where I'm like, you know what? I got some time. Although true. I do have to go to work, you know, as of this recording, who knows when this comes out on Thursday, but, you know, I do still have to go to work, you know, through the week. So, it's not like I'll be sitting at home, but, you know, over the weekend, we've been trying to get through some stuff on the DVR. So
we are going to, again, we're going to take your calls and, you know, glad you turned the DVR off. Cause we're going to try, you know, we'll be doing more of these live shows as this carries on because, you know, if you're me, I own my card. Okay, here's my world. And again, I know we're not making light of the situation, but this is where we are. You know, I mean, this is all we can do. We can get together and rally and kind of do the best we can as a community. But in my world is like 90% Disney. That's my full-time profession. That's what I do as a passion. You know, like when I'm not helping somebody plan a Disney vacation, that's my thing. Like I like learning about it, reading about it and seeing it. But if I'm not doing Disney, 100% am doing something sports, and without sports and Disney, like I've been wandering around the house. Like,
you're like, what do I do?
Dude, because I don't watch movies. Like people like watch the Marvel movies. I don't watch, but I mean, Pam and the girls, they all watch Frozen 2 this afternoon on Disney Plus. I want to open the phone lines, but I want to say Disney is a travel agent, and as a Disney fan, they have done, and you might have a different opinion for different reasons, but I will say this because I've been on the consumer end and I've also been on the business end of things over the last few days. In my opinion, they have done everything as good as they can, you know, because this is unforeseen. They have, obviously they've been looking for, I was talking to a cast member just this afternoon. He said, you know, they've been eyeballing this thing since January, coming up with contingency plans. They're putting them in place, which that's probably true. You know, with the cruises that got canceled over the next, you know, till April 12th, they're offering 125% credit for those cruises on a future cruise for the next 15 months. So that's awesome. You're not just getting your value. You're getting extra, a quarter more value towards the future cruise for inconvenience. This wasn't something that Disney saw coming, but they're making it right. Or you can cancel and get all of your money back. No problem. That's good. They're also allowing people to move their trips right now that are affected into anywhere in 2020. For no penalty, which is smart and good. That's good. Or you can cancel for a full refund inside the penalty period, which is all you can really ask. I mean, you know, I wish things were. The thing is, like, as this has been going on as a travel agent, every time I get an email from a guest, my heart breaks because I know how much I look forward to every Disney trip. And I go a lot. So do you. Mm-hmm. The thing is, they're all still special. When I was going down, my last trip was Princess. It was for 3 nights. I was running a race and I wasn't really doing anything a whole lot special. You know what? I look forward to that trip for months. I loved it and I had so much fun and I was going by myself. I didn't even have my family. You know, when I go for my like summer trip with my family, I look forward to that so much more because we're planning out the bigger meals and we're doing the cooler stuff. And I'm with, you know, my family. And these trips that have been affected, most of them are family trips, you know, like these vacations, not just a quick weekend for a race. And it's just breaking my heart. But the thing is, I got to tell you this, the guests that I've interacted with and most every guest I interact with as a listener of the podcast, that's how we kind of connect. They have been so patient, so understanding and just unbelievably kind in their responses. I'm brokenhearted for them. You know, I hate hitting that cancel button because I know like you probably had that chain up in your house where you're tearing off a link every day or, you know, some kind of countdown app. We talk about that. Excuse me. I just have something in my throat. I just ate, I just had some chips. I had some Pringles and they didn't go down the right way. So anyway, you know, the kindness of the community has really rallied and I'm so glad to see that. But again, I don't take this lightly. We're going to make this right when the time comes and these next trips are going to be better. For example, I had a guest that traveled all the way from Australia. Okay. Australia. Mm-hmm. She found out the parks closed on the flight from LAX to Orlando with a plane full of cheerleaders that were going down to cheer. Disappointing. She's taking it in stride. She's going to hit Alani on the way back. We had to move that up because she was going there anyway. We had to move it up because she's leaving Orlando. She's going to stay there for like 2 weeks. Not now.
Right.
You know, it's just, but she's been super kind about that. And I mean, she came from across the planet and was affected by this. Nobody's fault, but it's just such a tragic thing. It's so sad. So again, thank you to everybody who's been kind and patient in these unprecedented times. It's a tough time, but you guys have really, everybody that I've interacted with has been super kind and patient. So I just want to thank everybody that I've worked with. So thank you.
And I want to say a huge thank you to the cast members. They are, look, it's not an easy time for them. They are being overloaded by phone calls. Mm-hmm. You have the unfortunate fact that the CPRs are being, which understandably, I get it, but, you know, very, very last minute, are being forced to go home. Their program is done. They are brokenhearted. You know, there's a lot of sadness that comes from the cast member side of things as well. So, you know, my thoughts are with the cast members right now who are being deeply impacted. You know, we have a number of entertainment acts that have been now canceled completely outright. You know, the drummers in Japan are gone now. They've been there for 25 years. You know, Sergio is gone now. The British Revolution is now gone. So, you know, those kinds of things are things that helped to make people's vacations. You know, we talk about it all the time of the importance of that kind of entertainment and those kind of extra things that Disney offers. And now all of those cast members are gone now too. And those memories that people have had, you know, came completely without, you know, warning. So my thoughts are really out, not only with the guests who are impacted, whose vacations are, you know, being totally, you know, being pushed back or are unfortunately being totally canceled, but also with the cast members who are having to deal with all this as well. So just my thoughts are with, you know, with everybody.
And I've mentioned this on previous podcasts where, because a lot of, you know, we've had probably five or six shows about guests who share their CP college program experience, you know, on the show. Some of them were a long time ago, like if I was talking about when I worked at Space Camp. I feel like it was yesterday, but it was 2002 and three. And God, that was like 18 years ago. Oh my gosh, I'm so old. But, you know, like, here's the thing. Can you imagine happily? Because if you've ever been there at the end of a program, and I have a couple times, like in the summer, where like a program ends, and that night at the Magic Kingdom, they all have their little hats and their little like graduation caps and, you know, ears. And they all kind of get together to watch Happily Ever After together, and it's a sob fest. Mm-hmm. Tonight's Happily Ever After is going to be. I'm glad I'm not.
Well, I mean, you know, I know a couple of the, you know, the CPRs. You know, there's Matt, and then there's Lisa, or Matt, and then there's Lily.
Yeah, Lily.
Lisa's Lisa. Okay. Sorry, I was getting all kinds of cues. You know, Matt and Lily. I know I didn't get to see Lily while she was down there, but I did get to see Matt, and you know, like that, like. Those kind of things are just like, I know how much they were enjoying their programs, you know, just in conversations with both of them. And so like I said, my heart aches so much for all the cast members who are impacted by all this. It's just, yeah, so sad. So, yeah.
So if you have a call and the phone lines are open, 407-413-9395, you want to share your thoughts on everything that's going on, maybe how you're dealing with the situation. You know, are you canceling? Are you kind of holding off? And again, I'm in the know with this stuff. It's my, you know, it's what I do professionally now and have been for the last full time for the last 3.5 years. And, you know, this is unprecedented for all the travel agents, but this is where I'm glad I'm full time, you know, because this is what I can do. And I've been doing it honestly 18 hours a day since this happened basically on Thursday. And the cast members, like the cast member I talked to, he's so nice. I think he listens to the show because he was talking about the show actually on the call today. And, you know, he didn't get off because they have to, what's called clear the queue. So when Disney.
Oh, you got the music going.
Oh, you know what? All right. We have a caller on the line. I'll get back to that story in a second about clearing the queue. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Ashley calling from Orlando.
Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Ashley.
Boots on the ground
in
Orlando.
How are you guys?
We're hanging in there. How are you doing?
Yeah, different kind of vibe this week, huh?
It is.
Move it.
So now you're in Orlando. Yeah. Are you just an Orlando local? Or are you a Disney cast
member?
Yeah,
I'm a local.
Okay.
I'm a local. We live down here. I actually met you guys a couple times on, I believe, 4th of July. And Mike, I've seen you in the park a few times. Yeah, we live down here. I was at Disney Springs a few days ago, and it's just, the vibe is very different. It's not your usual upbeat, energetic guest that you see. So it's been odd. It's been a little off.
So yeah, you're in a very different position than most, obviously, with the, you know, the Walt Disney World and the theme parks and everything in your backyard. You're not necessarily planning a 7-night stay like a lot of listeners who are coming from Massachusetts, Missouri, Georgia, you know, stuff like that. So how do you anticipate this impacting you? Of course, we don't know how long this is going to go on, but as it stands right now, as we're recording on March 15th, what are your thoughts? Like, how has this impacted you already, or what do you think it's going to do moving forward?
You know, luckily I get to work from home through all this, so that's good. But usually in our spare time, my fiance and I like to head to the park, so obviously that will be out. We didn't want to go today, even though it was the last day, just to, you know, give everyone some space. We actually couldn't see the top of the Magic Kingdom fireworks from our house, so it's going to be weird for the next few weeks. Don't hear me yet. Not having my cats freak out when they hear that every night. It's going to be a couple of quiet weeks here in the town next door, Orlando, but it's very different. I actually had a Disney cruise book, too, April 2nd, so that got canceled, obviously, but like how you mentioned, they are really doing the right thing with the 125% credit, so that definitely helps, and they were excellent to deal with that, by the way, so if anyone is going through that, give them a call, and they couldn't have been more helpful.
Mm-hmm. I agree. The cast members I've talked to at every Disney destination, you know, Adventures by Disneyland, World, Cruise, they have been just, they're working their butts off. I mean, there's no other way to say it. They're working their butts off, and it's tough.
Yeah, we had some friends staying with us who actually had a cruise that was leaving yesterday on another cruise line, and it's been a little more difficult for them to get everything rescheduled and get everything squared away, so I kind of saw their experience, and I was like, oh no, I'm going to have to call Disney Cruise Line, and it's going to be an argument, and how is this going to go? And they just were great. I mean, there was no questions asked. They already knew what they needed to do. They took care of everybody right away, so if you ever have that going on, don't be hesitant to give them a call. You have about, I think, 15 months to sell with the same value plus 25%, which has been really, really great.
Well, hey, we appreciate you calling in tonight, and you stay healthy and safe down there. And we'll do some more of these shows. So give us a call and give us updates, because you're in the.
You gonna binge anything on Disney Plus while you're home?
Probably eventually. We've been playing Mario Kart, so that's
basically nice. Enjoy it. Yeah, that's you're turning off the movies, Mike.
I know. I might have to turn sports movies first. I got to make the transition. I have to watch. Remember the Titans. I think I love that movie. So there we go. There
you go. Perfect. Awesome. Right. Always good talking to you. Thanks so much for what you guys do. I'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you. Stay healthy. Thank you.
Take care. You too.
Bye.
All right, great call there from Orlando. That's awesome. And I saw that. I don't know why this is ringing, because it shouldn't be ringing. Sorry. I apologize. We may have the ringer for this show tonight, because I have Skype closed on the other one. Anyway, so they have to clear the queue. He didn't get to finish his last clearing the queue call until 2:30 a.m. And the lines close at 10. There were 700 calls in the queue when it closed. I mean, he doesn't have to clear 700. There's a team. It's, you know, typically you go in, you probably leave maybe 20 minutes. You know, like when I used to run a skating rink, you'd clean up after the session ended and you went home 30 minutes later. You know, that wasn't it.
Yeah.
All right. So 407-413-9395. I saw Mark Yerkes was calling in at the same time, because I have him in my contacts, and he was just down there. If there's any fish that don't have a hook left in them.
Agreed. Yeah.
He was pulling them out left and right. I'm just saying, the fishing was good this week down at from Facebook. You know, Pam's like, another big one. Because, you know, you can't tell in the pictures, but I don't think they're as big as mine. You know, I'm just saying. Speaking of the fishermen, Mark is, I don't know, are you still at Walt Disney World, or are you back in the Chicagoland area?
No, I'm still here. I'm still at the French Quarter.
So you're a longtime Disney fan. You've been there many times. You've done so much. Obviously, we'll get to the fishing stories, because you're a fisherman. You got to talk about the huge fish you got all over the place. But what's the vibe? I mean, you're at French Quarter right now. What's going on?
It is a little bit somber at times, but everybody seems, you know, is real friendly. You know, I don't see anybody throwing fits or anything like that. I will say that as the weekend has gone on, it has gotten more and more quiet around here. Tonight I walked over to Riverside to have dinner and walk back, and both quick service locations were really empty. And I'm assuming that might be because everybody's at the park for that last day.
Yeah. I would guess. Yeah.
But you know, I've been here for a week, and I really only went to Epcot the one day. I've not been focused on the parks on this trip at all. So from my perspective, you know, it the closure doesn't really affect me other than the fact that, you know, things will probably change here in the next couple of days with everybody, you know, being stuck at a resort if, you know, or Disney Springs.
My guess, and again, I don't know any of this information, but I was trying to rebook a guest later, you know, for this actual coming week, you know, just a hotel, because she was making, again, it was the guest from Australia, and she was trying to make the best of it. The parks were closing. She's like, I'll just stay a few days and we'll do Disney Springs kind of around there. And so she was looking at Saratoga, Old Key West, you know, something, yeah, Riverside, French Quarter, where you can take a boat. And there was no availability at any of those hotels for the rest of the month. So what that's telling me is that I'm guessing Disney doesn't want any extra guests there at this point, you know, like, because, you know, Saratoga always has availability in some kind of a unit. It's huge. And then Riverside, too. Those are my two go-tos. If you're looking for availability, Saratoga and Riverside, you can find something most dates. You know, you might not find the exact room type, but you can find something. Nothing. So I'm guessing that they're going to kind of, and I think this is good because you're not inducing panic, but I think they're hoping that guests will kind of trickle back home, you know, starting tonight. That's what I would think.
Yeah.
Right. And I kind of think that that's probably the direction that they're taking is, you know, let the reservations that are here now, you know, let them play out and then go from there. The interesting thing are some of the things that they did say, because so last night I took a minivan from here to the Grand Floridian dinner, and I was talking to them. They're cutting them back to only do existing reservations to the airport. She didn't say anything about from the airport. So you won't be able to take a minivan from resort to resort. They're going to have some limited buses for that, but they're cutting them back as well.
Yeah. And I could understand that. I think that's kind of the from what I'm getting from who I'm talking to at Disney and the cast members at DRC and all these places, they want to take care of everybody that's existing. They don't want to have anything new, you know, they don't in all aspects. They don't want new, you know, within this area. Like right now, though, they want you to rebook for like summer. They want you to rebook for the fall because, God willing, this is all of distant memory by then. And obviously we all want to travel. Disney wants you to travel. We want to have our vacations. And one of the things one of our listeners said earlier in the chat was, and it was a great point, is that, you know, you got to kind of look at the silver lining in this. You got to try to find the good in anything. That's kind of my philosophy. You got to be positive. You got to find something good in it. If your trip got canceled for this coming week and you rebook for mid-April, you know, or say this summer, you're going to have different experiences. Maybe instead of having a flower and garden trip like you might have had this week, you're going to have a food and wine festival trip in the fall. You might have, because then you'll have Ratatouille open. You'll have different experiences. You know, maybe you want to see the Flower Power concerts, or whatever they're called. They changed it on the name.
Garden That's what Rocks?
I know, Garden Rocks. It used to be Flower Power. I know, seriously, they used to be that. But, I mean, you're going to have concerts at Food and Wine. So
yeah.
I think you just have to say, you know, I always told my kids this in school, you know, different, like equal doesn't always look, you know, the same. Like, you know, I had to, sometimes when kids get in trouble, I wouldn't give out the same punishment, but it's because there were different circumstances. So with this trip, it's not going to be a spring trip. Maybe it's going to be a summer trip. It's going to be hotter. Maybe you take advantage of the water parks. You know, you got to make the best of it. It's not perfect, but I mean, I'm glad that everybody's kind of looking into that way. So let's get into the fishing. Was it a good
Sure.
fishing trip? How was the fishing?
So it started out pretty slow when I got here. It's been getting better as we go along. I'm still going tomorrow morning. I'll be fishing in the Epcot, with Phil Scheingold.
Nice.
And then, Tuesday I will be, fishing Bay Lake and Seven Seas Lagoon out of the Contemporary, both morning and afternoon. So it's been getting better as it's going along. The weather's been absolutely gorgeous. I know you guys in the Midwest, they're getting some snow yesterday. And it was 38 at home and 83 here. So I won't rub it in too much.
No, but that's not right. Yeah, I went out to run this morning and I was like, no, it's too cold. I was like, forget that. It's too cold. Yeah, so you're doing all right. So you're actually going to get to go fish Epcot tomorrow? We were in there before the park opening when we all went fishing with you a couple years ago with Paige and Hannah and Steve and everybody. We had a good time. And it wasn't open then, but I mean, wow, you're going to be in there. You know, I'm sure you'll take a lot of pictures because, I mean, you're there when, I mean, you can say you were there when everything was closed.
Exactly. And it'll be just a little bit different. Usually that early in the morning, you know, you can see some of the work that's being done prior to, and then, you know, from fishing perspective, you have to be out of there before World Showcase opens. In my case, the fishing trip will end before that anyway. But it'll be different because there won't be any of the boats running. Mm-hmm. And then the same thing the day after, you know, fishing Seven Seas Lagoon, the ferry boats won't be running. Yeah. So that'll be just different from that perspective.
All right. Well, hey, you know, hang in there and keep us up to date because, again, like I said, we'll at least be doing this once a week, I think, here for the next few weeks, just kind of checking in with everybody and seeing how it's going. But, you know, pull out. I don't know what you say to fishermen. You say break a leg to like actors. What do you say?
You say get the net ready.
Get the net ready. And yeah. Are you still fishing with that same guy that's awesome? Mike isn't his name?
It's Mark, Mark, and he's been taking great care of me.
Oh, I love Mark. Well, hey, tell Mark we said hello. He's awesome.
Will do.
And tell Phil as well. You guys stay healthy, stay safe, and get a 12-pounder tomorrow.
I hope to.
Break that cane. Break that pole, whatever it is.
Hey,
stay safe and tell the family we said hello.
Well, dude, thanks.
All right, see you, Mark. Bye. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Bye, Ricky.
Gotta love Mark. Man, he loves to fish. That guy, if you don't know Mark, man, I'm telling you, if you don't follow him on Facebook, every fish on Walt Disney World property is in jeopardy when he is on property.
Right?
Exactly. I mean, did you not see it, Ricky? It's crazy.
Yeah, I saw the fish. Yeah. It's huge.
He loves to fish. 407-413-9395. Want to give us a holler, give us a call. We love checking in. So we had, you know, Orlando and I do not know why that's ringing because it should not be ringing. I'll have to figure that out. But we have our next caller on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Ricky. It's Marlessa calling from New York City.
Hey, Marlessa.
How's it going?
Pretty good. It's crazy to think that just a week ago I was at Walt Disney World. No idea all the stuff was going to happen. But New York City, you know, kind of crazy right now. But, you know, hanging in there. How are you guys doing?
Hanging in there. How's Georgia? Yeah, because, much. I mean, I do, yeah. At the end of the show, I wasn't going to say anything, but I was going to raffle this off.
He's got toilet paper for those listening. So.
That's right. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I took it out of Paige's bathroom.
Nice.
No, we're doing all right in the Midwest. I mean, Pam's school district is closed, except for Monday and Tuesday. They got to go back and do training on Monday. They're going to train how to do distance learning in 3 hours, which I don't know exactly how that's going to work, but just saying. Because I used to work in that district. And then Tuesday, the kids have to be there to get the Chromebooks and all that good stuff. So I wonder how many kids will actually be there Monday and Tuesday. Doubt many, but we'll see. So I want to ask you a little bit more about New York City, but Georgia, Ricky, how are things there? Good?
Here, I mean, they seem fine. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've been inside for the most part of the whole weekend, you know, since I didn't have any plans. I was like, well, might as well stay inside anyway. So, I did go, like, you know, we went to grab some dinner last night and, you know, there were a few people out, you know, it hasn't been too bad. Although I did go to the park and there were a lot of people and I'm like,
but outside's fine. As long as you're staying away from people, I think good.
Yeah,
go out for a run or a hike or something.
It was like a park city, like it's like the city park thing. So like they have like shopping and dining complexes there. And so like there were a lot more people there than probably should have been, but it was, I guess, okay. So
I thought you were thinking like Sioux Passage Park from back here in St. Louis.
No. They were supposed to have Beer Fest there yesterday, and that did not happen. So they did cancel Beer Fest, but the tents were all still up and everything like that. So, yeah, but it's all good.
So you guys hanging in there in New York, I saw this close of schools just a couple hours ago as we're recording. So what are you doing to survive over the next couple of weeks, keep yourself entertained, safe, and all that stuff? Because I can't imagine, you know, again, I've never been to the Northeast. I've never been to New York City. I just watch Blue Bloods. That's my reference point.
Right.
So I can't imagine. You guys live like 100 stories on top of each other. How's it going to go up there?
Oh, wow. So I've been working from home as of Thursday, I think. My boyfriend still has to work in his office. Hopefully they change that soon. But it's kind of crazy because I think stereotypically people that live in New York City kind of have a slightly rebellious, like, you can't tell me what to do attitude. So I've definitely seen a lot of people on Twitter and Instagram, like, still going to the park or restaurants. I'm like, come on, guys, social distance makes this easier for all of us. But I've, you know, just in general, been trying to balance that line between acknowledging that it's a serious situation while also not, you know, freaking out. You know, I'm still going for my runs outside, but just being more mindful
of people, and stocking up on groceries, noticing the most random things that are sold out, like black beans. 3 stores, no black beans. Not sure why. Like, I get bread and all that, but black beans.
Beans are good. They're great protein. Except you should get a roll of toilet paper if you're getting 3 cans of black beans. I'm just saying, like,
step
one, step two.
No, you're totally right. Totally right. But I'm trying to, like, avoid, like, a Subway's too much, stuff like that. I'm still kind of on a post. I'm not going to post Disney, like, sadness, but also post Disney high, you know, when you're like, oh, yeah, just a few days ago I was, you know, sitting in the hammock on Caribbean Beach or whatever, you know. So I still kind of have, like, those fresh memories from the trip, so that's probably helping a bit, too, to, like, power through the next few weeks.
I think that's
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus is a big help, and kudos to Disney for dropping Frozen 2
Frozen
early.
2.
That was smart. And then Rise of Skywalker was out on Vudu or something.
They put that out. Yeah, what they need to do.
Let's put that on Disney Plus.
They should do something similar with Onward, because people just aren't going to go see it anyway.
Sure.
So if they want to drop it for, early release, or if they want to just put it on Disney Plus or whatever, because I actually saw Onward. I was one of the few people who snuck in and saw it.
You didn't pay? You crook.
not that kind of snuck in. I've been like,
Brian,
you know,
Brian opened the side door for you.
But it was actually a really good movie. I very much enjoyed it, and I think a lot of people will enjoy it when they finally get to see it. It's just, they can't see it in theaters right now. So I think that Disney should probably just go ahead and cut their losses on it and either start to just put it, either for digital download or just on Disney Plus and just go with it that way. Cause this weekend, they're pretty much it's not going to do anything
anymore.
Yeah,
there's gonna be no box office.
Oh yeah. Some of the, I don't know how it is with, for you guys, but like in Atlanta and St. Louis, I know, like, some movie theaters are starting to close in New York City, too. So that'll definitely take a hit. And then working, like, in the TV industry, like, definitely seeing a lot of productions are, like, being suspended or closing altogether and stuff like that. So definitely affecting a lot.
Yeah, I know. It's rough. I mean, it's obviously my industry and travel's taking a gigantic hit. You know, I could have never seen this coming. But we'll rally. We'll make it through. I mean, the good news is, you know, like, we've still, like, Friday night, we decided to still go out to eat at our Mexican restaurant near our new house because we weren't going to, because, again, we're trying to tighten the belts already. But we decided to go get cheaper entrees, you know, not spend as much, but still tip the same amount, because the thing is, that server needs the money. You know, like, it's just, I don't want everything to collapse on itself where, you know, we always eat early. You know, so the restaurant wasn't that crowded anyway, because we always eat early because I get up so early. So it wasn't that busy. It still kept money flowing to our servers and the people, the cooks, you know, they had something to cook. And, you know, I want to keep these places in business. The small businesses are important. So it's just one of those things, we've got to kind of rally around each other and help each other out, and we'll make it through.
Yeah, definitely. I've seen a lot of people post that even if you don't feel comfortable maybe going in person, that it's a good time to maybe buy a gift card directly from a local restaurant or a small business. So that's money in their pocket now, and you can use it like later when you feel more comfortable going out, or when this hopefully passes.
That's true.
Well, hey, that's a good tip too.
It is a great tip. So thanks for calling. You stay healthy and happy up there, and we'll talk to you soon, because, again, we'll be doing this more than once a month right now.
Sounds good. Yeah, I wanted to save my trip stories, but I will talk to you guys soon, and stay safe and healthy.
All righty. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.
All right. 407-413. We just have so many calls coming in. We're trying to get everybody in here. There's no way to mute that thing right now. I don't know what's going on. Hey, who's our next caller? Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. It's James J. from Alabama. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Hey, how are
you? You know, we have hang on real quick, James J. Were you the one that sent me the meme? And again, we have to poke fun at this stuff every once in a while, or we'll lose our minds. About how at one point Alabama hadn't had any reported cases of this thing, and somebody sent me the map, and Alabama was still zero, and it said defense wins championships. Roll Tide. I had to laugh at that one. I mean,
no, I did not.
Okay, I thought it might be you. I knew it was one of my Bama brothers because I was cracking up. I mean, you got to laugh sometimes. So anyway,
right? you know, I think Disney really missed the perfect opportunity to announce the closing of the parks. So instead of just doing it online and everything, they should have had the guys come in from Monsters, Inc. in the yellow suits yelling 2319.
See, there you go. That's what we got to have. I mean, they're creative.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that would have been perfect, you know? At least everybody would have got a good laugh out of it and then got depressed.
Well, you know what? I actually brought up that same scenario. I was mentioning that we went to the Mexican restaurant Friday night and had dinner. So I was hungry and I'm scarfing down the, you know, the chips and salsa as we're waiting to order because the person was taking a little bit longer to get there. And I got before we got our sodas, because he hadn't come over taking our order, I got a chip like caught in my throat, like a pointy tortilla chip. And I started coughing. I'm like, oh my God, no. I'm going to be railed out of here. Like, it's going to be just like Monsters, Inc. They're going to take me out. They're going to shave me bald out in the parking lot and like spray me down. I'm like, this is going to be ugly. I'm like, please, it's just a chip in the throat. I was eating too many chips and salsa with no soda yet.
Right. Pro tip. I went to Walmart the other night and, you know, I had a little tickle in my throat and I was over there looking at the pork chops and all, and there's people everywhere. And I had a little cough and people, I mean, they got away from me quick.
I know. It's no joke. I mean, it's crazy though. Cause I mean, I never think of this stuff, but I was, you know, on the treadmill today and the guy behind me was coughing. I'm thinking, oh man. I mean, I know he's working. He was on the stair stepper. Like, this thing kills you. This is like one of the hardest machines in the gym. No one. I mean, I'd be panting like a dog. So what can you do? Well, hey, tell about the show because I was on the show this week and I want you to get everything right because with all the stuff, I've been trying to put it out there, but I'll tell you what, I've been working 18 hours a day trying to get everybody squared away. I haven't had a chance. So let everybody know about the show we did together.
All right. So we have a podcast called Masters of Magic. And, you know, thank you again, Mike, for coming on. You was with us for, oh man, what episode was it? 22. That's what it was. So, yeah. And, you know, we just talked your specialty, Run Disney. And, you know, a few tips in there for beginners because, you know, we're trying to get a group of friends up to go probably for Princess next year. So just making sure we got our ducks in a row and there's nobody better to lean on when it comes to Run Disney than you. So
I appreciate that. I love talking Run Disney. It was a great show. So much fun to talk. And, you know, the thing is, podcasts should become popular. People need content right now. So I'm going to tell everybody, get over and grab that show. So tell them again where you can find your show.
You can find it pretty much on any podcasting platform, Apple, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, the whole nine yards. And it's Mouseers and Magic.
All righty. Well, hey, you stay healthy down there in Bama and take care. And we'll talk soon. We're going to be doing more of these shows.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike. Ricky, go take a nap. Quit yawning.
I know. It's seriously, it's like, it's just because I've been sitting around and watching TV all day. My body's like, huh, you're kind of tired. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
It's a rough life. Yeah. Sitting there watching Netflix.
Exactly. I went out for a walk today just to like get my body moving. I'm like, I gotta go do something today. So I went and walked around the neighborhood with the dog and I'm like, okay, at least this is something. So
there you go. Well, hey, stay healthy. We'll talk to you soon, buddy. All right.
Thanks. Y'all too.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Yeah, quit yawning. Just kidding.
I know. I'm sorry.
I know.
Sorry.
It's rough. No, we're not holding anything against you. At least you're not coughing. Because Jonathan from Monkey Man called me out there on the live chat there from up in Canada.
You know I cough all the time. Like, you've heard me have these coughing attacks. And, like, it's hard because I do have coughing attacks all the time. So like people, like I'm trying really hard to suppress them. Like people like keep giving me dirty looks. I'm like, I'm fine. I promise I'm fine. I literally cough all the time. So I'm okay. I promise. But I just keep getting dirty looks. So I keep trying to suppress it.
And I got to say, because we have folks in the live chat that are working as, you know, nurses, doctors, first responders, policemen, you know, firemen, EMTs, even, I mean, I hate to put these people in the same category, but they are people that are working grocery stores, stocking them, checking people out. Anybody that has to stay in the public so that everybody else can kind of hunker down. Thank you. Thank you. You know how much I hate that sound.
I know you hate that sound.
So bad. And so I'm going to fix that before we do this again because that's driving me nuts. But hey, we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Hi, this is Tammy from Virginia.
Hey, Tammy from Virginia. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are y'all doing?
Hanging in there.
That's how we're all doing, right?
That's it.
Yep. Yeah, my daughter and I were supposed to go on our first trip to Europe together, and I was supposed to go to Disney Paris over spring break in 2 or 3 weeks.
Man.
So that's been, obviously we're going to have to move that.
Yes. So how are you, like, how did you find out? How did you take the news, and how are you moving? Because we're all doing this differently, but like, what's your strategy? What's your mindset?
Well, last week when we talked about it and people were asking, are you still going? Are you still going? My answer was, I'm listening to the CDC. So at the time, France was not on a do not go list. It was sort of like, go ahead. It's not, you know, nothing is widespread. You know, I wasn't going to Italy. It's not going to China. So I just kept saying, as long as the CDC says go, we'll go. Once the CDC says don't go, that's it. So that's how I made my decision.
And that's it. I mean, the thing is, and again, this is for Disney fans, and Ricky will back me up on this, I'm sure, is that, you know, we've always said, because there's been times where people have gotten sick, you know, or, you know, the parks are always open, you know, 365 days a year. You know, you can, I always told people, don't sweat it. If you have to cancel, the parks are going to be there. Now, right now, they're not. This is, you know, unprecedented. They're not, but they will. They will be. You know what I'm saying? Like, your safety, and we've seen the lines at the airports, especially for international flights and international travel.
Right now,
even if you could do it, the thing is, like, people were asking me. The biggest thing was about cruises, because I book a lot of cruises for Disney Cruise Line, and the thing is, yes, you probably are going to be fine on that cruise, and the cruise probably won't be as crowded as it would have been. But the thing is, for me, here's how I look at things. When I go on a vacation, I want to have a stress-free mental break. And the thing is, I don't want to be on that cruise, and from the moment I step on the ship, worried about a quarantine when I get off the ship, or the whole time I'm on the ship, every time I go to grab a roll at the buffet, then I'm worried it's going to make me sick. That's not a vacation, even though you're still physically having the vacation. You're probably going to be fine. Mental, you want to make sure that you're in that right mental state that you're on vacation to. That's how I look at things, too. You want to be comfortably, physically, and mentally, and I think that's important.
Well, and, you know, all of Paris is shut down now anyway, so I said, what's the point of going? You know, the Eiffel Tower shut down, the Louvre is shut down, Versailles shut down, Disney shut down. There's really nothing to do. And it's not safe, as you said, and it's certainly not going to be fun standing in customs. No. Even if you got, we're still well when you came home from Europe, you could get it standing in those lines, crowded with people in the airport. So my plan is to try to rebook. We've already paid for our Disneyland Paris tickets, so I have to figure out how to go back. So we didn't have a package because we were going to be in Paris and just take a day trip.
Right.
I'm sure they'll be doing something with our tickets somehow, but I can't even imagine calling or dealing with that for another couple of weeks, because I know folks who were supposed to be there this week are really going to need to be talking to them a lot sooner than I will.
Yeah, let me kind of echo what you just said, because that is super important. So right now, here's the thing. Disney is extending deadlines for final payments, for deposits, for things like that. They are not going to cancel things on you right now. We've gotten word of that in the industry. It's not happening. So even if you think you got to call in and get these things taken care of, if your trip is impacted by the closures, like a cruise before April 13th, now's the time to get that rectified. Actually, let me say something. As we're recording on Sunday night, for those cruises that were canceled, they're waiting until they're getting their ducks in a row. Tomorrow, Monday, is the day they're going to start actually making the moves. We couldn't make those last week. They were getting the compensation packages together. So that will start this week, as you're hearing it, you know, Monday, the past already. If you're hearing it live on Sunday night, this week coming up is when you do that. If you have something happening in April, May, June, hold off on that. Let the folks who are most immediately impacted get on the phone with Disney, because there's only so much capacity. Let the folks who need it now take care of that. I know you still, even if you're traveling in June, it's a big deal to you, but just kind of communally let the folks that are impacted now get it in, and then go from there.
Yep. That's pretty much what I'm doing, waiting for a week or so and then see what we can do.
All righty. Well, hey, you got to let us know how it is over in Paris when you get there, and you will get there. You know, we're going to get through this. So hang in there, and you're going to have an amazing trip. It's going to, you know what, the way you can look at it is you got more days to look forward to it, and the anticipation is part of the fun. So there you go.
That's absolutely true. Thank you so much for all you do.
All right.
I was going to say, I went in April and it was a little chilly. So
I said that. I actually wouldn't mind going when it's a little warmer, so I would be fine with that.
Brian actually had to go and buy a coat, and he loves the coat. He still wears it here around, you know, all the time. But like, we had to go and buy him a coat. So I'm just saying, kind of be glad you're not going.
Yeah, I'm pretty much used to a Disney in the summer and hot Disney. I wasn't sure what to do with cold Disney. So
it was not like that in April when we went last year. So be a little happy about it, I think.
You know, that's why I
actually am.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I actually am a little bit happy, and we can maybe reschedule. We were also going to try to add on maybe like a bit of a London time, which we were not able to do because all of the tickets are non-refundable. But now that we're going to have to get ticket vouchers from British Air, I think we'll be able to add on things that we weren't counting on doing. So that's a plus.
There you go.
There you go. Well, hey, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay entertained in your house somehow, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
You know, here's the thing. Oops, I cut her off at the very end. I love the positivity, you know, because this is a very scary, nervous, anxiety-driven time, but people are hanging in there. You know, Disney trips for us, for our audience, for you and I, it's a big deal. But we're all taking it in stride, thank goodness. You know, because it is, you know, it's a big deal, but it's not the biggest deal. That's how you go with that. Nope. I'm going to hear that sound in my sleep tonight. And so will you now, everybody listening. All thousands of you are going to be hearing ding, ding, ding. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, it's Crystal from Chicago.
Crystal, how's it going? Up 55.
Good, good, good. I'm moving. Sorry, my baby's taking a nap, so I'm moving to a room where he's not in. But yeah, it's going pretty good here. My kids are off of school the next 2 weeks. My husband's a tax accountant, so he's kind of just hanging in there, still working. I just wanted to talk about not a funny story because it's really not, but with the flights as low as they were, or have been, and are the last couple of weeks, my husband and I were joking like, "Oh yeah, you should go to Disney for a day, like fly out there and then like come back later that night." And then that joke became like reality because we're like, well, yeah, that'd be pretty awesome. That's a funny story, right? Ha ha. You know, fly to Florida and then come back that day, you know, come back the same day. And our youngest son, who's one, he'll be two in May. He got his first haircut last summer at the Harmony Barbershop. And that's the only place that's ever cut his hair. So we were, you know, adding that on too. Yeah, Jack can't, he'll only get his hair cut at Magic Kingdom at the Harmony Barbershop, you know, for forever. So I'm like, that's a great idea. Like, let's do that. Like, not to make him sound spoiled, but we just thought it would be like a really fun thing to do, fun story. So I went ahead and I booked a trip. Southwest had like $50 flights to MCO. So I booked a trip for me and him. He's a lab child, so I really only had to pay for myself. Same thing, bought a ticket for the Magic Kingdom. I only had to pay for myself. I had originally booked the trip for this upcoming Tuesday, but with everything that happened Thursday night, I had rebooked the trip for Friday, this past Friday, and at 5:30 in the morning, and spent the day at Disney or at Magic Kingdom on Friday. Got my son's haircut and I had a blast and people think I'm crazy, but I don't care. I was really off yesterday, sleeping method wise, but I had a blast and I don't regret it. And it was definitely, I think Touring Plan said that the it would be like a 10 out of 10 crowd level, and it actually turned out to be a 4 out of 10. It definitely was the least crowded that I'd ever been there. But it was, and again, there was like a different vibe, but then there were so many people like who were just like, so.
Uh-oh.
Oh no.
It's Skype. Hopefully she'll come back. The connection's still there. So let's see. We'll give her a second. But basically she's using the Harmony Barbershop as great clips.
Right? Exactly.
How awesome is that? That's our connection lost. There was a problem with the
awesome.
Network. Oh, I hope Skype's not going down for people because we're still here. So it's not my internet at this end because we're still connected, right? I hope.
Yeah, I'm here.
Post in the chat if we're still here. Maybe we're just talking to each other. Just trying to get everybody's comments up there. All right, let's do this. Give us a holler back. We'll clear that call off the board.
That's
it
interesting.
It may be updating. So even if it is, we've had some questions in here. So we've had a lot of people asking, like with race. Okay. Tim says we're there. Okay, good.
Yep.
So questions about trips coming up, especially like I know we have all the lizards and we have the Star Wars race weekend coming up soon. Mm-hmm. Let me do this real quick. Here, carry on, Ricky. Talk okay. for 1 second.
we have Star Wars race weekend coming up soon.
Because you don't know what my thought was, but I want to do something real quick just to make sure if I can get that buzz, that ringing off.
No, you're fine. Well, I'll come back to that. But I just want to mention, you know, a lot of people have been asking the question about do they think that construction will ramp up?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, while all of this is happening. And, you know, I think that's a hard question to answer because we don't know if Disney will. Like, I know Universal is making some of their higher-ups go into work and do some things because my brother is being asked to go into work and do some things. But hourly team members, I guess I should say, are not. So I don't know if the same will be true for Disney since they're two, you know, obviously different companies. I don't know exactly how that's going to work. I would expect possibly not because,
I agree.
Practicing that social distancing thing. So, you know, if they're working and doing stuff like that, I would assume that would be not be a great idea. So I'm going to say that work probably won't be done on those kind of like construction projects. I mean, again, I could be wrong, but I would guess no. So, and no, the Yeti's not being fixed. And the few weeks that Disney's closed, the Yeti's not going to get fixed. Sorry.
They just tear down the whole mountain and rebuild it.
That's a way longer problem than just a 2 week thing, even if they could do it. So
I will say, I don't think so because of labor unions, you know, because obviously right. those are not Disney employees and the labor unions are going to be strict on, I mean, that's what they do. They protect their workers, you know, their wages, their working conditions. And I would imagine this is going to be a long conversation. It's not going to be, I know as Disney fans were like, oh my gosh, you know, in 2 weeks they get so much done without guests in there, which is correct. Right. But again, you know, it's a safety issue, not just for guests. It's a safety issue for the workers.
For the workers. Yes. So I would assume that they're probably not working, but again, you know, I've been wrong before. So if they are, then, I mean, I guess we'll find out when the parks reopen. So yeah.
That's it. So now also kind of Skype's having issues. So we might just we only have a few minutes left. So we might just call it because I know Xbox Live was down earlier today. God help us on a thing in a situation like this. Xbox Live down. I don't have an Xbox, but I saw that on Twitter. And Pam's like, all the kids are on. I'm like, no, all their dads and moms are on Xbox Live. That's why it's down.
Hey, look, Kathy didn't even know the Yeti was broken. So look.
No, he's not broken. What?
Kathy, the Yeti actually is supposed to move in Expedition Everest. So
it's supposed to go.
It broke about a year and a half to 2 years after they the ride opened. So it's been broken. Ever since, for the majority of the time that the attraction has been open. So, yeah.
Oh, I think we're back. We'll see. All right, it came back. We'll see. If you want to call in, 407-413-9395. What I would say as far as the Star Wars race, personally, again, we don't have any knowledge on this, but the Boston Marathon was moved today. That's a huge deal because you got to qualify.
Right.
I would guess that Star Wars is not going to happen because if you think about the logistics of a race and if you think about it on a good day, and I've been in a lot of those corrals. You're in there like jamming in those corrals with people. And you don't care because you're a runner. Runners are gross. Right. Like, I mean, I'm sorry if you're a runner. I get it. I'm a runner. I run every day. But you're in there with like sweaty people before the race starts. Everybody's jammed together. Then you start sweating, crying, puking, bleeding. And you're all right. together. So I'm just saying. That's like the, if you look up social dis, or what's it called? The new term. Social distancing, was it? Is that what it is? Social distancing. If you look that up in the dictionary, which it probably won't be because it just got invented like a week ago, it's the opposite. I'm just saying.
Oh, that's true.
Probably running events. That's what I was telling Mallory about cheerleading because they're still going through as of right now with the cheerleading competitions at Wide World of Sports. They are still on. They sent out an email this afternoon. I mean, you can't be closer together than cheerleaders. They climb on each other, they throw each other, they catch each other.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know how long that's going to last, but we'll see.
Yeah. That's true.
All right. So we had other questions in here. Again, people are asking about, do we think, you know, this will be reopened? Let's see here. Kathy had a question. I have tickets for the After Hours event at the Magic Kingdom on April 5th. If the parks are closed on that date, I'll get a refund, changing my package. But the understanding is changing my package. They're going to take care of you. They have been refunding everything. I mean, I don't think you're going to be out anything. But the tickets, they may give you, again, what they're going to do is possibly give you a, you know, a credit towards a future ticket or a cancellation and a refund. Because again, those hard tickets are non-refundable once you purchase them. But I think obviously if the party can't happen, they're going to give you the money back.
Or another ticket.
Another ticket. And that's what they're doing, which I like, because the thing is, they're like with the cruise line, they're giving incentive to rebook. Obviously, they want you to sail. You know, I mean, I'll be honest. I work in travel. If you're one of my guests, I want you to continue to travel at some point, because that's how Pam makes her living. That's how I make my living. You know, that's how many of us in the travel industry do this. And we, you know, we're lucky to get to do this. But I mean, we understand that if you can't make it happen, I'm glad they do have that cancellation option, you know, because I don't want anybody to go, you know, past their means. I never want that, you know, but obviously I want you to travel and I want you to have a good time. That's why we do what we do. But, you know, you got to take care of the family first. That's how it always is. That's what, you know, that's how I'm trying to take care of my family right now. And that's how, you know, I want you to take care of your family too. So, but, you know, it's tough times, but the thing is, you know, we'll make it through and we'll get there. So what do you see, Ricky? You know, we're going to kind of wrap this up because obviously maybe Skype went down. Who knows? It's Microsoft and Xbox is Microsoft. But it's Sunday night.
Yes.
The parks are now closed. Park in the world, you know, here in the next hour or two. I would anticipate Disney Springs closing this week by the time the show's out. I would probably guess.
I don't know. They have to stay open. So I don't know. Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, it's a time that we've always made it through. I mean, you know, September 11th, they closed entire resorts after that. You know, French Quarter was not able, it was shuttered. There was no French Quarter. There were sections of other resorts that they didn't use. You know, they shuttered parts of other resorts. You know, but then again, you know, right now, as of 2 weeks ago, or actually, was it even 2 weeks ago? Like last week. There were times you couldn't find a room on site, like especially for Wine and Dine Race weekend. Like I couldn't find rooms for people. So obviously they've always bounced back. We've rallied as Disney fans and had vacations and had a good time. And, you know, I think it's just, we have to do what we have to do right now to keep everybody safe. We don't want relatives getting sick. We don't want friends getting sick. We don't want to get sick. No. It stinks. It really does. It stinks right now. But the thing is, you know, I think we'll get through this, and that next, the way I look at it, the next vacation is going to be a little bit sweeter. You know, for all of us that travel a lot, we've always taken this for granted. You know, the parks are always there. They're open 365.
Not just the park, but travel in general has always been there. Mm-hmm. And this is really impacting that whole mentality of the travel, you know, for our generation, really, you know, the travel has always been there. I mean, you know, we've always been able to just hop on a plane and go wherever we want, you know, and I know that necessarily wasn't always the case for older generations, but, you know, for our generation, we've literally been able to travel anywhere we want pretty much whenever we want, as, you know, as long as we had the ability to do so. So, you know, the fact that now all of a sudden, you know, we don't have that ability, and, you know, it just kind of feels like our legs have been cut off a little bit, because, you know, it's just like, what do I do? You know, so having that is definitely hard. But yeah, I mean, I think you're right. It will make that capability, once it does come back, and it will, you know, hopefully sooner rather than later, that much sweeter. So, you know, that's my hope, is that it'll be that much sweeter when we actually get to do these things that, you know, get to go these places that we really are wanting to go to.
That's right. Watch. I mean, Ricky's going to keep everybody up to date over on themouseforless.com. That's what she does. I mean, you know, over the last, you know, years and years, it's always been about a new cupcake at, you know, the confectionery or something, but it's a little bit more impactful now because it's going to affect your travel plans. So do lock into that, you know, and watch there, because she's really working. I mean, you can see she's exhausted. She's working hard. You know, she's
so
yawning
exhausted
and stuff all night.
All day. Yeah.
Just kidding.
Exactly.
But I want you to know, you know, as a community, we've
work. Let's put it that way. And I was just like, I'll get to it later.
So, you know, the thing is, we know that we're going to have a little bit, life's going to look different here for the next little while. And we're going to be here, you know, with live call-in shows. We're going to make these more frequent. You know, they may be more than once a week. They're going to at least be once a week, because we want to find out everybody's okay. Because the thing is with our podcast, and I know other shows have the same thing, we have a community, we have a family, and I really do care about everybody who has been a part of our show. We actually were getting so close to getting the Give Kids the World 4-hour live show together. Actually, it was going to be in the next couple of weeks. Yeah. We'll see. I mean, because again,
know,
this is,
I know Steven messaged me today, and I know that they really need assistance right now.
Mm-hmm. So we're rally around them. We'll help them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we are going to figure this out, but we're going to be together. The thing is, you know, if you need content, we'll still have the three shows a week. They may be a little bit different. We're going to always try to keep it positive. We got a lot of good feedback on Friday's show about the positivity of it. You know, it was an escape. We recorded that on Monday. We didn't know it was going to be as bad as it was by the time the show came out. You know, because Monday we knew it was getting bad. The parks all closed on Thursday. Their announcement was Thursday. The show came out on Friday. So we may be doing more of those shows as kind of just a little escape. We don't need to talk about this all the time. I think the worst thing you can do is kind of have this like 24/7 news cycle hearing about it, which I'm really guilty of because I watch those news shows. But I got to get away from it.
So. I agree. That's probably the worst thing to do is you know, in times like this is to keep having the news on, to keep reading Twitter, to keep, you know, and especially because that's literally all we can do right now is while we're home, you know, just having the news on or reading Twitter or Facebook or whatever. And so like, you just keep going down this rabbit hole of just, blech. And so like, it's really easy to fall into that. But do what I did today, go out, you know, practice your social distancing, go for a walk,
like
walk around your neighborhood if you can, or whatever, you know, just get out of the house or do, you know, don't necessarily get around people, but like just get some fresh air if you can. Like the fresh air is going to be so huge, you know, like I had the windows open yesterday, you know, just try little things, even just things like that, that all that stuff can really help to make things a little bit better, you know. But please, please, please just step away for just a little bit. If you can just turn on a comedy, that's my biggest, like, if you can't leave the house and you know, you don't want to go out for one reason or another, which I understand completely, put on some sort of comedy, like some sort of comedic show, you know, half hour sitcom, you know, those are really the, like, those are my happy things. Like, I know we live in a world of like not watching a lot of sitcoms now, but like, just pick one maybe that you haven't watched before or maybe that you have and love, and just sit down and just laugh, because that's the best thing we can do in times like this, is just let our brains turn off for 30 minutes or 22 minutes, which is the length of a sitcom, and just unplug and relax. And I promise you will feel so much better. You will feel so much better. So,
all right. That's 100% true. So I want to close this out with a comment, and thank you again to everybody with all the kind words for the show tonight. We appreciate that. Kyle, people are trying to call in, but the phone lines aren't working. I think Skype's having issues, which I get it, because everybody's probably getting ready to do their Skype thing tomorrow. I mean, all these people are working from home. They're probably right now trying to check it out. I'm guessing. But Kylie has a comment. She was trying to call in, but she says she just got back from Disneyland last night. She says that she was there on Friday and the cast members lined up the walkways at closing time and waved to all the guests exiting the park. It was sad, but also special to be a part of that moment. So that's the thing, you know. I think we're rallying around each other. Everybody's trying to make the best of a bad situation, but we're going to make it through. And go find that video. If you want to, you're a Disney fan. You'll be crying.
Yeah, exactly.
It's everywhere. I saw it a million times. I kept watching it. It's sad and it's happy at the same. It's the human spirit, you know? Mm-hmm. So we're going to be okay. And we're going to be together. So you got a show coming out here in an hour for your Monday. Well, it might be a short, maybe you get to do a mic commute, 14 steps down the stairs, but you still got to listen to the show. I know it's a hard thing if you're not driving to work, but if you are, you know, stay safe, be healthy out there. We'll have a Wednesday question show. We'll be answering questions. Of course, they'll just be the regular questions because, you know, we'll answer some of the new ones, we'll answer some of the old ones, we'll answer some live. There's still questions. You're still going to go. We still got to know about, you know, how does child support work? We don't know.
You don't know when Space 220 yes. is going to open.
Space 220 and how's child support work? We still ain't going to answer those questions.
My Disney After Hours event's going to go on sale.
That's true. You know, should I do the villains or just right? Whatever. We'll talk about that on Wednesday. Friday, we'll have some kind of show to talk about. You know, there's always Disney to talk about, so that's a good thing. One big thing, and Kathy's mentioned a couple times, you know, again, kind of selfishly, but again, please get out there, support the travel industry. Maybe you're not traveling now, but don't abandon travel. Still book those trips for later this year. It's appreciated by folks like me, folks like Pam, folks like the people at Disney Reservation Systems, you know, all the folks that do this. Please keep continuing to book your travel, get it on the books. It helps everybody in a situation like this. And also, like Marlessa said, you know, get out there, buy gift cards, you know, support your local community, especially your small businesses, because these people are trying to keep their kids, you know, in, you know, in dance class and everything else when it returns. So we'll do the best we can. We'll support each other in elbows, I guess. But somebody said, here's the problem. You're supposed to sneeze into your elbow, but then you're supposed to elbow people. Like, that's not a good idea either. Like you got to do the kid and play thing with the feet.
Yes. There you go.
Even though I can't dance. So, no, oh, and no. I got to say this. I know I want to close the show because we've gone over an hour, but here's the thing. You want to talk about our awesome, awesome community. So this has happened twice to us now, at least twice. The 2017 half marathon did not happen because of lightning. It was a bad storm. Like, it was going to be a storm. Oh, we're still going to run at midnight. No, we didn't. Well, Mike Bankhead did out on the boardwalk. And we all ran that next morning. Not just us, but a lot of people kind of did the same thing. Ran all over Walt Disney World. Everybody got their 13 miles in. It was the best race I ever did because I ran it with Paige and Scott. We were stupid, soaked in lightning, running back and forth over the boardwalk, Epcot area, back to the studios and back. But that was my greatest memory. That's my favorite race. That's my favorite medal still, the race that never happened. This weekend, we had a bunch of lizards getting together, Bankhead, George from Hawaii, other folks, out in San Diego to run the San Diego Marathon. Didn't happen. Guess what?
They still ran.
They ran. They had a good time. They took pictures. They smiled. They made memories. So I want to just give them a huge shout out. Not even shout out, just a hug. I love you guys. That made me so happy seeing that. So you guys are awesome. I just want to give everybody a big hug. You know, you guys are awesome. You guys perk me up so much.
Hug.
No, we can't hug. It's a social distancing thing. It's virtual.
I gotta wrap my arms around the computer.
Get away. 6 feet. Back off. All right, we're going to get out of here. Again, Magic for Less Travel. If you can support them, we appreciate it so much. Again, the Amazon, if you're buying stuff on Amazon, I bet you are. Please use our link. We'd sure appreciate that because, again, that'll help kind of support the downfall and what's all going on. So brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Right now, like seriously.
Ironically enough, the podcasting company still wants their money. So, and we're going to be using it to the fullest. So you know what? We're going to get our money's worth now. So whatever. All right, so use the Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. We'll be back again on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and watch for the next live show because we're going to be talking to you soon. So stay happy, stay healthy, and for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Sunday night. Time to get back to work, but remember, if you work from home this week, you still have to get out of your PJs.
Please get out of your PJs. It'll feel so much better.
And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.